Sally Field takes the cake and eats it too, and my name is Doris. Really, an unprecedented late career gem of a film. As the Norma Rae Oscar winner from 1979, Sally Field has had a little bit of a renaissance when she played Mary Todd Lincoln in Spielberg's Lincoln. Memorable, really, just for Daniel Day-Lewis's performance, and not for much else. In fact, did you even remember that Spielberg directed Lincoln? Probably not. So, my name is Doris. Is the one of the most fun movies. I mean, there's been a lot of Hollywood movies that featured a 60-something year old man who falls in love with a sort of a 20-something year old woman, and that sort of rediscovers, like, I guess, a love for life, that joie de vivre. So that type of libido, which is translated literally to life force, that usually we only see played out on film as between an older man and a younger woman, is finally, I guess, here, one of the most non-Harold Maudian versions of that. And my name is Doris. Sally Field plays a completely believable 60-something-year-old accounting person at a startup where a young man gets transferred out from Malibu branch to New York. And really, as she becomes his sort of friend and something of what we would normally see in a mothering figure, actually she falls for him in a purely physical way. And this really becomes a completely unstereotypical plot line. She is not, she's not seen only as an asexual being. So really we have here a film that breaks the mold of gender. It breaks the mold of plots for romantic comedies. And for all the reasons that people love Harold and Maude, people will love My Name is Doris. It's a film about the love of being alive, about discovering something. It's sort of like the As Good As It Gets female version, the one that Jack Nicholson won an Oscar for. It certainly, we can see Sally Field getting nominated for My Name is Doris.